You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Diamondbacks and Royals wrapping up the 2017 campaign at Kauffman Stadium. Perhaps the final game ever for a quartet of pending free agent Royals. One of those free agents to be is Eric Hosmer, with a dramatic moment here in the first.
Eric Hosmer in what they anticipate will be his final game as a Kansas City Royal. This is slicing toward the left field corner. And it's gone. Eric Hosmer in maybe his final game as a Royal.
Perhaps his final at bat as a Royal. I can't imagine a better time to take him out of the ballgame.
Iannetta hits one left center field, and that ball is carrying. It's off the top of the wall and gone. Chris Iannetta, that's his 17th, and we're tied at one. Boy, here's Ildemaro Vargas, who just a couple of years ago was playing independent ball for the Bridgeport Bluefish in the Atlantic League. Diamondbacks found him there. He's turned into a really good player in their system. And he drives Blanco in from third to make it 3-2 Diamondbacks. Second big league hit for Ildemaro Vargas. It's an RBI single. Hazel Baker gets one in the air, headed toward the right field corner. Bonifacio at the wall, and it's gone. Jeremy Hazel Baker, there it goes, his second this year. And the Diamondbacks have opened up a 6-2 lead. And the little free agent Fab Four may all go out at once here. That's a nice touch by Ned Yost as they say farewell here in Kansas City. Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Alcides Escobar, and Lorenzo Cain will all come out of the game at the same time.
The D-backs cruise into the postseason. They beat the Royals 14-2 in the season finale. Arizona has now won each of Robbie Ray's last eight starts, despite Ray only lasting 1 2/3 innings. Good game for a couple of reserves. Ildemaro Vargas and Jeremy Hazelbaker, each coming off the bench, driving in seven combined runs. Here's Diamondback skipper Torey Lovello after Sunday's win.
I'm very proud of the things that we did during the course of the year. And, you know, we checked a lot of boxes. We did some things that I'd asked these guys to do from the first game of the season on. And I'm proud of these guys for that. And I'm proud to be their manager. But we still have a few more boxes to check. And I know that everybody knows that the story is untold. And that's the message that I've sent to these guys. But a tremendous season that we will look back on and know that we did some special things.
Did you just have a little, say something?
Nah, they've heard from me enough this year. I stand in front of them. I think they're getting tired of me. So I might say something to them over the course of the next 2 days for the workouts, just to get a line, touch up on a few things that I'm gonna maybe have expectations of and improvements in certain areas. But they've played so well all year long. Maybe just relax on the way home, turn off the brain a little bit, and crank this thing up because it all starts tomorrow.
Health is the most important thing that could tell you.
Yeah, so health is very important to us. I think it was scripted really well. The guys got the at-bats they needed today. In Cattell's case, he had a left hamstring tightened up on him, and he's okay. I just had a chance to speak with the medical staff, and they said that he'll be day-to-day. You know, nothing to be totally alarmed about at this point, but we'll reevaluate him tomorrow. Ray Fuentes had an upper back tightness as well, so we held him out of today's game. And the case, much like David, if they had to play, they could have played.
Gregor Blanco had three hits and scored three runs in the Diamondbacks season finale Sunday. Here's Blanco after the win.
I was just saying to them, like in spring training, believe in each other. You know, I think the talent, like you say, we all have it in that clubhouse. And it's just amazing how we come as a team and now look where we are, you know. So and we got a lot more to go. I think we're really proud of ourselves and we're not giving in. And I think we got a long way to go, and that's our hope.
The Diamondbacks will now look towards the wild card game. They'll host it Wednesday night against the Rockies.